Texas. I've been alone for so many centuries, but tonight I feel like dancing, dancing.
Hello and welcome to the fifth installment of Beyond the Speaker Radio. The washing machine is running in the background, just to add the extra atmosphere. And you just heard Ramsey's Dance. It's the Roots edit, R-U-T-E-S. And you can download that for free on SoundCloud. So just look up Ramsey's Dance, Roots, in edit, in parentheses. And you'll find it. It's pretty awesome. And a great way to start the show as well. And I think it's an edit of a track by Pharaoh called Ramsey's Dance that came out like in the late 70s. I think it's Canadian disco. But anyways, today's a kind of quick show and definitely with a party vibe because I'm actually going to go and see Jeff Mills at the Bunker, which... they're doing their night output in Brooklyn. So I'm pretty fired up for that. Next up, I'm going to play J.C. Corey, and the track's called House of Truth. It's the B-side to Love Me or Leave Me. It came out on Metronome Records, and it's the Disco Super Single Series in 76. Yes, so that's pretty much all I have to say about that. Some classic disco here.
Thank you.
And you just heard Zora La Rousse by Christian Brun. And this was the theme tune for a TV show. It's a pretty crazy TV show. And I have to thank Angèle, who introduced me to this track. I love this track. It's awesome. And it's the TV show was like this German-Swiss Yugoslavian production. And it was about a group of sort of street children and the kind of the little crimes that they had to commit in order to survive, you know, in the streets of the 1930s Eastern Europe, something like that. I've only seen like bits of the show on YouTube, so that's as much as I can gather. But anyways, it's has an awesome theme tune. And also I have to thank actually my co-label founder Gabe Benzer for introducing me to the previous track by JC Corey. And actually I've taken a bunch of suggestions from Gabe and I'll be playing them throughout the show. But coming up we have a ton of tunes. There's Julie White, there's going to be Patrizia Pellegrino, those are from the IFM Top 100, John Mouse, Noah Noah, Rude 66, bunch of stuff, so please stay tuned. And without any further ado, let's go straight into Julie White. Thank you. And that was Patrizia Pellegrino with Automatic Amore. And before that, it was Julie White, Girl Keep On Dancing. So one epic disco track from Germany, the Julie White track, and then Patrizia Pellegrino, of course, from Italy. Both really kick-ass disco tracks that charted in the IFM Top 100. So I just feel I have to play them again. And the washing machine is going strong. Actually, it's not a washing machine. It is a dishwasher. But anyways, same difference. So we've heard some disco. I think now it's time for some more synth poppy stuff. Starting off with John Mouse. This is Bennington. Also from the IFM Top 100. This track is fucking awesome. I fucking love it. It is the fuck of fucks. It is amazing. So, Bennington, John Mouse, here it goes.
Thank you.
just heard Curly and Camera with Eclipse from 1988. Dark electronic music of the highest caliber. And before that, it was John Mouse with Bennington. And next up, I'm going to play another recommendation by Gabe. This is Fresh Color. The artist is Fresh Color. The track is called Sing With Me Tonight, and it came out on Gold Records, in 1985. And there's a couple of interesting facts about Fresh Color. Namely, they started off as a punk formation in the late 70s, and they had Dieter Meier, actually, of Yellow fame. Who was their vocalist at the beginning. So this is some pretty cool, and this again, you know, has had some pretty heavy rotation, but I definitely enjoy hearing it. So enough from me and the dishwasher. Here's Fresh Color.
Oh,
And you just heard Harry O by Noah Noah. And you can, I think you can get this on iTunes or something for on a compilation called Italo Disco Rarities. I think that's where I got it. But that concludes our Italo Disco moment. And the dishwasher has died down, so that's good. And things are going to get serious now, because I'm going to play Rude 66, Strings of Death. This was another discovery that I made on the Top 100, and it came out on Vinylogica, I believe, in 2009. And Vinylogica is a series of records. There's a studio called, I believe it's called CEM. Hang on, let me grab the actual record and I'll be able to tell you in more detail. Yes, CEM Studios. Which I want to say they're somewhere in Holland. And I know that Legoveld and Org Electronique spent some time there as well. But basically it's a studio with a bunch of vintage analog gear, and Rude 66 was invited. And this is the result of those recording sessions. And it's a really nice record on clear vinyl to boot as well. And this is definitely the highlight, Strings of Death.
trying to be myself. I find a light in myself. Anger flowing through my veins. How it goes right into my brain. When I'm trying to commit, everything is incorrect. Put it on and not make a match. There is nothing I can catch. When I try to be myself, I cannot be somebody else. Living like this isn't safe. When it's too late is when you see. When I try to calm down, I find that no one is around. From the lights above the hill, the sound that I believe in my ear. When I'm trying to escape, I will also bring my shame. I'll be a forgive my shame. It's a big clean of the obscene. If I can never come back, I'll never drive a car alone. You'll see me on your TV screen. So I can hope just for a dream.
And you just heard the latest DJ Overdose, Girl in Trouble. It's a track from his Master Control release that has just come out on Vuelex. It's Vuelex number 26. And I've been listening to that EP today, and it's really strong. So this is one of the tracks that's my favorite. And that's pretty much it. So today I broke out the hits for you. Yeah, hope that you enjoyed the mix of disco, Italo, and synth pop and stuff, and now some electro. And I'm going to close out with two tracks. The first one is from Ausramp. Ausramp is an artist on Kraftwerk's Records, and this came out at the beginning of December, so this is also very recent. It's a black label, so I had to like check out Discogs to know what the heck I was playing. This track is called Control the Body, which actually is pretty obvious once you'll hear it. And it's kind of housey, electronic. And then after that, I'm going to close out with Drexia, Sighting in the Abyss from Journey of the Deep Sea Dweller, number 4. And so, yeah, that's it, because I have to dash to Brooklyn. No sleep till Brooklyn for me. So, Ausramp with Control the Body.